Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Sadie Allison in studio with Valentine's Toys and relationship expert Allie Breen right after this.
By the light of the Christy Lee moon, we'd love to spoon to your keister, will croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. It'd be so neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee moon. Christy's glutes,
her tight
are the loveliest fruit,
the sweetest.
They're so darn cute,
so gosh darn cute.
When she's wearing her birthday suit, darling, please,
oh, darlings,
don't you torture and tease.
Torture and tease.
Your rump's so grand, we've got big plans to be landing there soon on the Christy Lee moon. We'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful S-shaped balloon on the Christy Lee.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Wow, the handsome factor very heavy today.
Always.
That's because you're here, Ace. Thank you very much. That's our engineer, Ace Cosby. Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Soon to be sponsored. That's
always exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always amazing.
The man in the flannel shirt
is
Josh.
A nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt. I was going to say pajamas for some reason. But those are not pajamas.
The man in the flannel pajamas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Christy Lee is at her post. At the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. This is Tom speaking. We do have a guest in the studio. She is the distinguished Dr. Sadie Allison. We're having a little bit of a discussion earlier. Are you a doctor of dildography or dildology?
I'm sure you heard that coming in.
Turns out it's actually neither. It's a little more adult. What is your specific PhD in?
I'm a doctor of human sexuality.
Okay, there you go.
Sexologist.
At a place called TickleKitty.com, the purveyor of a number of things that go buzz in the night.
Mm-hmm. But so weird. He's weirded out by this.
Yeah, is he?
Well, I don't know if I should even start with. I was just a bag of goodies was brought over here.
Yeah, I have not seen anything.
No, mm-hmm. Nor have I.
As you know, I have a bad right arm from my motorcycle accident. I may need some kind of lifting device to show you, to show you this first one. Hang on a second.
Oh, we got a heavy duty.
It's a big one.
Is it a chainsaw? What are you talking about?
Okay. Now, Josh, I want you to delicately describe this.
It's about the size. It's a little bigger, maybe, than a Pringles can.
Nobody
or about
uses
the size.
That.
No. It's
missile shaped.
It's at least 5 inches longer than a Pringles can.
Okay. Yeah, it's missile shaped.
Of one of those. It looks like a rocket you used to build as a model when you were a kid.
Yeah, it does.
Or a bank.
This is a solid 15 inches.
And is it solid or soft?
Yeah, it's, hang on a second. I'll hit it with a pen here.
Hard plastic.
Yeah, it's hard plastic.
Okay.
But it looks like the bottom is made of some kind of sort of gooey, rubbery.
Sort of gel?
Yeah. Oh, and the, oh, wait a minute. This comes off.
Yeah, but leave,
I know
leave
what
that
this
on.
I know what this is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, is this just holding other? Is this like a case, or is this the actual?
So what the big piece is the case, and
okay.
Then the other part is used for a man's pleasure.
Yeah. So it's almost like a fleshlight.
Kind of. Yeah. Whew. So Tom, there's a few buttons at the top of the. Part,
I was afraid you were inserting
there.
In the.
Okay.
Other.
Oh, so this is not.
No.
Yeah, this
hold,
is not.
Hold the
yeah.
top button.
Yeah, this would
for
be
five
the.
Seconds.
This would be the Mapplethorpe 2000.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
That would be the.
Yeah, you wouldn't get out of bed.
Okay,
with that
yeah.
One.
No,
I
have
the episiotomy.
You guys really scared
that.
Me for
now
a minute.
That I know. See, now I that know. I see the bottom, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, there's a hole.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. There's like
something to be inserted.
See, I didn't know that. I thought that was to keep it from getting.
Stick your finger as deep as you can.
Hang on a second. So
the top button. Hold that down 5 seconds till you see the light.
Okay.
It's on the other side.
There's a light.
Give me that thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a
now
light.
Go into
okay.
the light. As
now
it
the
were.
Third button down.
Yes.
Tap that.
Uh huh. So something. Now the light's blinking red.
Okay. Now go to the other end.
Uh huh.
And this, take your finger.
And well,
it sounds like it's vibrating.
Yeah, I'm.
Do you feel anything?
I'm more than knuckle deep.
Now, what does it feel like inside?
Is it doing something? Hold that third button down, tap it, and.
To just tap the third button down. Okay, once again, this is a projectile-like device.
Does this come with a manual that we have that we can.
Why is it shaking?
Is there a YouTube video?
Here, can I give
this?
It to Dr. Sadie?
I think saying coming with a manual. My
why is
stuck.
It shaped?
It's like some Chinese.
Well, but some... editor's note.
Listen to that.
Editor's note. Okay, Tom is the one running the device.
That's an automatic
yeah, I think
device
I could...
inside.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's okay. doing its thing for him with
it. Yeah. Okay. That's,
so is it like a vacuum?
It sucks in.
What
okay.
the hell kind of noise is that?
Yeah. So that's
yeah, and again, this
he's
thing,
embarrassed. He had his finger in there.
Yeah, again, this is a quite a large. Yeah, wow.
It's called what? It's the Optimum Men's Stroker, so it's automatic device that does the thing
men's
for you.
Stroker,
and by the way,
why is it shaped
just
like
real
that?
Quick? Editor's note: if you end up tapping on this part of it,
yeah.
you may want to talk to the producer of an erotic film because you will have quite a career ahead of you. Yeah, that is really something.
Real quick, has anybody called dibs on that?
Yeah.
I actually have one for you in the box.
Oh,
I always
nice.
Bring something for Josh.
No, I wouldn't
Josh
use the word,
likes toys.
Don't use the word box, Sadie. Use the word crate.
Yeah. Container.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah, this is...
That is something.
But didn't that feel neat on your finger? It, like... Does the
yeah? I wasn't. I didn't know what to expect. I was quite shocked. and what was? I'm sorry. What was? Is the name of this radio friendly? Can you discuss?
Yeah, it's the Optimum. I'll say men's stroker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
the automatic
the stroker ace.
The automatic stroker.
I think you got him.
I have a theme song.
When you start making love, you make it hard.
Check.
Long.
Yep.
Soft. And be stroking.
You can be stroking.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Automatic.
I be stroking.
The Optimum Man's Stroker.
The great Clarence Carter, who, by the way, you should have mentioned earlier in your suggestion of the top people that people think are blind singers.
Oh, yeah.
Is that ever, oh,
is he
really?
Blind?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, this thing, this is huge. I'll tell you what. This is big enough. This could actually end up in a custody battle for a divorce.
See, I would.
Okay,
yeah.
You can have the dog, but I get the
Optimum Stroker.
Ramjet 3000.
Do the squeaky thing again.
Well, you got to turn this.
Well, turn that. See if you can turn it on.
Down here. What's the middle button for?
Vibration.
I'm sure this is a lot easier than Tom's making
oh,
it a
of course.
Sound.
No, I didn't. Okay.
So there, you can hear it vibrating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't hear anything.
Well,
it's a very tight
seal. You didn't have the suction on.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the point.
It sounds like that old joke about the Eskimo and the tight seal. Yeah, that's really something.
I think if I were a man, I would think that would feel really nice.
I've never used a toy on me. I've always
really?
Yeah, they've always been.
You're going to tonight because I got you a care package.
Okay.
Do you have a 3-car garage?
You got any 220 available over there at the house?
I mean, that almost looks like it would get stuck.
That I would get stuck in it?
Yeah.
No, you'd
How
have
would
to
you know?
You'd have to have the girth of a tennis ball.
Well, that's very complimentary, I think.
Well, no, because the entrance is not that big.
Well, again, you want it to be...
You want it to be snug.
All right.
It's stretchy.
It would appear from my analysis that the entrance may be small, but the cave, if you will, is...
More than adequate?
I would think, because it looks like... No, what do I,
more than accommodated?
I don't think I'd,
it's long it? Like that, because it has the motor, so it needs
Dr. Sadie Allison is here with some ideas for Valentine's Day. Now, I did read yesterday, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the average man in a heterosexual relationship spends significantly more on Valentine's Day on his lady friend, if you will, than the woman spends on the man.
That's right.
So the idea of this... would be that this would be something that the lady would buy her for her man
and use together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, she could control it, you know, hold it.
Yeah, be careful.
What do you mean?
That's what's fun about
that. She pretends she's fishing and does that thing where you grab the pole and lean back and pull like this. you could kill a guy. You know, when you're fishing, you
pour some water on that line.
You're in the chair and you got it strapped on and you lean back and you reel it in.
Yeah, but I don't see. Okay.
Well, pretend. Never mind.
He is totally out of his element
this
right
is cool.
now.
I mean, that
totally.
It's like a baguette you're holding in your hand.
When I put my finger in here, it was like one of those Chinese handcuffs.
Right.
That's why I'm worried.
It's automatic suction.
How do you pull?
But what's fun about Valentine's Day is there's more women buying toys for their men also. You know, that stat you just had has been true. It's more men buying gifts for their ladies. But nowadays, there's so many couples using toys, and there's so many toys for men, for women, toys used together, that it becomes a full night of adventure where there's things for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you would buy something like the Optimum Stroker and be able to use that on him, and there's complimentary toys that could be used on her. So it's really fun and interactive.
So in your personal life, does your bedroom look like a Friday's?
Things hanging on the walls.
You walk in and, wow, there's a kayak up there.
Old snowshoes.
What the hell?
We have a dresser with locks on them, on all the drawers. John installed little locks on the side, so we have it all organized. He's an engineer. So we like to organize all our toys by type.
I hope he went back to the university and said to one of his professors, look, I just want to thank you for my career. By the way, I just spent the last 3 weeks engineering a dildo rack.
Do you think John gets what we always get? Well, you guys get, I don't. Like, oh, you must laugh all the time.
Yes.
John must get, wow, you must. Where is
he? He's right there.
Yeah.
His friends hand him Pedialyte. I assume you're out of fluids.
Yeah, you're going to need this.
We learned yesterday from Steven Singer that gay couples tend to spend, according to statistic, tend to spend more on Valentine's Day.
This would
be an interesting statistic. Do gay couples use sex toys more than heterosexual couples?
That's a good question. But I do know that they use... I was just at the sex toy trade show that I go every year to curate the new toys. And they have some pretty crazy toys for gay people, for the men. Hmm. I mean, they have things that are like this size.
Ah.
That would be the Mapplethorpe 10,000.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Why is this one called Titleist? Oh, dear God, there are five.
Can I check out the Prima Nocta over there?
We're talking with Dr. Sadie Allison, sex person, doctor of sexuality, and we have some... We have some toys here. We'll put some of these, when if possible, on the various Bob and Tom apps so you can peruse them and see what's going on in that world. In the meantime, we're going to switch gears a little bit and head back over to the news desk with Christy Lee. Christy, what else is happening?
Well, earlier we talked about Fettuccine Alfredo Day. It's also National Periodic Table Day.
Oh, it's the birthday last week, right?
The guy that
English chemist invented. John Newlands published the first table of elements. Huh. It included 56 elements.
How many are there now?
That's a good question. I was going to ask you that.
I know. I remember it's more than like 115, isn't it? Maybe.
I don't know.
Any physics?
You can't play.
I don't know how they keep adding things like oxygen and helium.
I remember
and
being
hydrogen.
On the air one day when the bulletin came over that they'd added element 109, but that was quite a few years ago.
The current table has 118 elements.
Wow.
Huh. And don't they have cool names like Einsteinium and
Adamantium?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unobtainium.
What were the first ones?
Gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, tin, mercury, sulfur, and carbon were the only known elements prior to the first century AD. In 1809, there were 47 elements, which included the discovery of arsenic, phosphorus, zinc, and...
Old lace.
Arsenic, old lace, very nice.
And I don't know this one. Antimony?
And that's something a judge rules on,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen this
I grant you
before.
Antimony.
Did you ever invite sodium to a party?
Nah. NA being, of course.
You ever invite sodium to a party? Nah.
Yeah, I am going, oh, what's there's going to be an assault joke or something. Nope.
You know nah. what? My God, that's hilarious. Nah.
Some you don't want to invite.
What do you think, sodium?
They just bore on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You ever invite gold to a party?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the periodic table of the elements
has spawned a joke from Ace Cosby.
I think this is always death-defying.
No, I had that same joke.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Where do you think I got it? Thank you, Ace.
Oh. You're hacking Ace's jokes of the day?
Oh, how many periodic table jokes can a man come up with? So there are, what did you say, 118? 18 now. Wow, that's cool. For Valentine's Day, definitely you want to go probably with
gold. Or silver.
Honey, I got you some zinc.
Platinum.
Oxide mm-hmm. for your nose. I mean, what, you know. I guess platinum would be okay, too.
Platinum would be nice.
Yes. Yes.
Is that its own,
yes.
its own thing?
First choice, actually. Okay.
Platinum has its own thing.
Yeah. Platinum is the
tungsten. Tungsten's a thing now.
Most expensive element.
Mm-hmm. What is platinum?
Oh, yeah. Listen to the girls. Oh, yeah.
It's lovely.
Is radium in there anywhere?
What about Retsin?
Oh, I love Retsin.
Retsin is not listed on the table.
Retsin, of course, is the
active I thought you
ingredient
were my
inserts.
Friend.
I'm angling for a bonus.
Okay.
Can we get a list of all the fake chemicals that they've invented for TV commercials?
Lyman,
yeah.
Chlorophyll. That's Retsin. Not real.
No way.
Dear dumbass. Chlorophyll is real.
Oh, I hope somebody sends that.
I hope so. I'm going to tell them right now.
Should we do a generic
photosynthesis?
Should we do a generic letter, like a PDF they could click on and just fill out, dear dumbass, then paren S, dumbasses.
Yes.
A form letter for the show.
One of us was the biggest dumbass.
I heard you idiots talking about line.
The periodic table. That's where they used to keep the magazines at the dentist's office back in the day. Everybody's just staring at their phones.
That was the periodical table.
Oh, sorry.
So sodium doesn't get invited to your party?
Nah. See, you gotta know sodium. I don't remember. I remember AU is gold. K is potassium.
Oh, yeah. I was just gonna say, chick. I just want you to know I invited potassium.
Oh,
okay.
You did?
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Well, you know, if you make out with potassium, every kiss begins with K.
I suppose it does.
With Retsin.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.